We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What? Yes, indeedy. Here we go. You are just in time for the second hour with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address is very simply bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go in our interrupted conversation, interrupted, of course, by our mandatory stop for the news at the top of the hour.
Gotta have that profit center break.
Gotta have it. We gotta pay that light bill somehow. Not to mention my exorbitant salary and those of Moneypenny and Little Annie. Wes,
that's
exactly right. Wes is along with me from Greer, and the story that I mentioned in the last hour about the reduction to nothing in sunspots in February has some climatologists believing we may be actually entering a cooling period rather than global warming. I know.
It can't be true.
It's stunning news. It's stunning news. But I hasten to point out, this is a theory that perhaps the reduction is. We're not saying this is what's the phrase I'm looking for? Oh yeah, settled science.
Oh, no, Lord, no.
Oh, yeah.
Can't have that.
Nope.
But, Bobby, I mean, there's so many things with this global warming. So many things. But, okay, the sensors that they buried in the ice, which is what they based tons of their flawed information and ideas on, that was one huge thing. Then remember the email scandal.
Yep.
Okay. The email scandal came to light where we get their emails. They're all admitting to themselves, oh, my goodness, there's no global warming.
Yeah, and we're fudging the data. Yeah, we're fudging the data.
What do we do? And then I believe it was the Hansen guy at NASA that sends out an email to all his little cronies.
Yeah, James Hansen.
Don't worry. I'm redoing the formula now to compensate. You know, in other words, he's fudging the numbers.
Sure.
Not to get up too uptight. So, you know, then we got that to deal with. And then, but yet, global warming stays forever. But what I wanted to ask you, being an ex-recovering meteorologist.
Yes.
I remember a year, possibly, after Gore starts out on his goofball global warming deal. Now, remember, back then,
it was like global warming. Yeah.
That's right. And Al's stupid movie was the problem was going to be all the ice was going to melt and half of America was going to go underwater.
Yeah. Manhattan would have salmon swimming upstream up Fifth Avenue. Yeah.
So he was wrong. But I believe this gentleman was the man that started the Weather Channel. I believe he's passed away now. I'm not sure. But
yes, he has.
He tried. I mean, you know, you and I, we'd read the Drudge Report. But everywhere this guy would go, he would say, listen, I will debate Al Gore anytime, anywhere.
Not going to happen.
Number one.
Not going to happen.
But you know what he said about it? He looked at everybody. He said, look, folks, let me just cut down. Let me just get to the quick here. We can argue over 2% of what causes the temperature on this planet, he said, which would be mankind and other extenuating circumstances.
Right.
He said, but boys and girls, let me tell you what makes the temperature on this planet. He said, sit down, you're all going to be shocked. It's called the sun.
Yep.
Okay, and he says solar, this is 15 years ago, he says solar activity, and he said, I am of the opinion, from what I have seen, that Al Gore is completely wrong. We are going to go into, in the next decade, I forget the verbiage, but a the sun was going to go dormant. We weren't going to have a whole lot of sunspots, a lot of solar activity. So he was saying, no, actually what you're going to have is temperatures are going to get a little colder. It's going to take a little while. But, I mean, Bobby, you know, there is nothing. I mean, if we had a video that had Cortex and all the rest of them in a room.
Right.
And they all just admitted, yep, global warming's a scam. We're only doing this because it's all we got. It's our only way to make money and dupe stupid, idiot college kids. I don't think it would faze any of them.
Probably
I don't
not.
Think there's one person that believes in it that would be affected by it. I mean, Bobby, we have reached that point. And I you know something? I hope Rush is right. But when Rush started giggling and laughing Friday about Bernie and Joe Biden.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something, but I don't put nothing past them. These people are so ignorantly stupid. And we have all picked sides now. And I used this analogy one time. It's like you've been a Dallas football, Cowboys football player fan all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach did something wrong.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're just going to quit pulling for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that, I mean, that is what we have reached. Now, on our side, I say we're the complete opposite. What Trump has shown me with my filthy, good-for-nothing GOP party that I believed in, that I funded, that I worked for, I mean, what he has shown me with them, my distaste and my contempt is for my own party.
Yeah.
I know what the Democrats are. I know what they're all about. It's our party that's wrong. And did you hear that Michelle Malkin was at CPAC and mentioned George Bush?
Yes.
And the whole place erupted in booze. And I mean,
right.
Thank God, Bobby.
Yep.
Thank God. I mean, at least it's not me and you and a handful.
Well, at least people there get it. Wes, thanks. I appreciate the call. There is so much more on the climate change scam. It is the greatest scandal in the history of science. And I realize that's a mouthful. But when you look at everything, Wes mentioned the sensors, at the poles. How about the thermometers that NOAA uses for the official readings? And they have some of them placed next to the air conditioning exhaust vent. What comes out of an air conditioner's exhaust vent? Yeah, right. Same thing that comes out of Washington, hot air. NOAA's actually gone back and lowered temperature records to make it appear that the temperature increase is more dramatic. And what we were talking about previously was the solar minimum. Every 11 years, the sun goes through a cycle where it shifts polarity. And during that period of time, the sunspot activity is lowered, which means we don't get as much solar radiation, translated to heat, here on the planet as we typically do. But, as long as the government grants keep coming, as long as the tenured professors are still well ensconced in their ivory towers of academia screaming about global warming, we're going to get more of the same. Bobby, if ice melting in a glass doesn't overflow, and it doesn't, by the way, why would ice melting on a planet overflow? Isn't a former recovering meteorologist still suffering from the disease? You got a point. To a degree, I am. And this is one of the things that drove me out of it. Also on the text line, let me see where this begins. So, Bob, the thugs down in Colombia want more gun control, and they'll pass that, but they will not pass constitutional carry. What a bunch of leftist hypocrites. What's next? A traffic ticket with a one-year jail sentence in order to keep guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens? Just another way to take from we the people. Do they not understand what we the people means? Mr. McLean, wondering if you saw the Facebook post reported, asked AOC about Roe v. Wade, and AOC replies that's the only way for Mexicans to be able to cross the river.
Don't!
That's not real, of course, but could be. 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. 421 here. Sunny Monday. Cooler temperatures on the way for a few days, and then more rain back for the weekend. Let's hope they're wrong about that one. 22 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line. Bob, if the left would for once be honest, they don't want gun control. They want gun confiscation. The funny part is what's going to happen when we say no. Good afternoon, Bobby. I know it's a little late and you passed that segment, but why is it that us boys, no matter how old we get, still crack up like a little boy when I hear fake fart sounds when you're talking about the cows? Oh, once a kid, always a kid. Let's see, where else am I here on the text line? Bobby, say it's not so. Global cooling? You know, it's funny. If you go back far enough to the early 70s, that was the mantra at the time. I can remember big cover stories, Time Magazine, Newsweek, you know, with icebergs on the go. Oh, we're all going to freeze to death. But then, of course, global warming came along, and that was suddenly forgotten. Say it's not so. Global cooling. I was really hoping to hang on to my house here in Greer for another 10,000 years with the possibility of having beachfront property. You just set my retirement plans. Tossed them out the window. From Joe. Sorry, Joe. Hate to burst those bubbles. Oh, and the guy who was looking for the Agenda 21 article by Tom DeWeese said, got it. Thanks so much. My pleasure. Bobby, term limits, and did I mention term limits? AOC should be the poster child for term limits. Well, she's upset the apple cart so much for Pelosi with the Dems in the House that rumors were floated a week or two ago that the Democrat Congressional Committee was going to nose around to try and find somebody to primary her in 2020, get rid of her. That would be amusing. Hello, Bobby Mack. Man, I can't tell you how much these scumbag fence jumper Republicans backstabbing the president and the voters who voted them in to look out for our interest. They should just stand by the president and the voters, or they need to go ahead and change sides. Bobby, everyone should have to wear a gas monitor, so when they pass gas, they'll have to pay a fine. Bobby, I call AOC occasional context because a rare occasion I can figure out what she's talking about. Gotcha. Bobby, Breitbart on Sunday, the co-founder of Greenpeace on AOC, tweeted, pompous little twit, Green New Deal would cause mass death. Gotcha. Bobby, tell me this. Is it legal to get a gun and not get a license for it in the state of South Carolina? I have no idea. Sure. I mean, you have to pass a federal background check, but there's no requirement that you get, like, a concealed carry permit. Bobby, we're on the verge of another revolution. I can feel it. And I believe that catches me up with the text line. This one... escaped my attention last week during the concluding week of Black History Month, and apparently escaped the attention of most people. I guess her case is old enough that a lot of people didn't realize who this was. JetBlue has now been forced to apologize after honoring Assata Shakur as part of Black History Month. At a, was this at JFK? Yeah, this was at JFK in New York. The airline removed the poster and an image of the Assata Shakur tribute as it appeared on social media. A JetBlue spokesperson said in a statement, "The intention was always to unite our crew members and customers around the importance of Black History Month, and we apologize for any offense the poster may have caused." The image of Ms. Shakur, also known as Joanne Chesimard, was in the exhibit for 21 days before anyone noticed. Now, why was this cause for outrage? Well, it could be because Assata Shakur, a.k.a. Joanne Chesimard, is a convicted cop killer who escaped jail and fled to Cuba. Became the first woman to be placed on the FBI's most wanted list after escaping to Cuba, or as JFK used to call it, Cuber, from prison, where she was serving a life sentence for the 1973 murder of a police officer. Well, she's certainly deserving of a Black History Month tribute at JFK. The tweet posted by Jen Muzio originally said the poster was at LaGuardia, but later clarified it was seen at JFK. Ms. Shakur was a former member of the Black Liberation Army, was convicted of murder for a 1973 shooting that led to the death of a New Jersey state trooper. She escaped from prison in 1979 as believed to be living in Cuba and is still on the FBI's most wanted list. You think when they put up the poster celebrating her during Black History Month at JFK, Angela, that they used her FBI wanted picture? Yeah. Here's who we're honoring in front and profile in these pictures in the FBI most wanted post. Holy cow. Ay, ay, ay. What's that old saying? Something about failing to learn from the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat them. Bobby, she should worry less about being primaried, AOC that is, and worry more about being mugged or maybe accidentally shooting herself in the head three times. Bobby, the cow fart should also have a name of its own. How about Farticus? Not bad. Bobby, it's not gun control. It's law-abiding citizens control. Well, true enough. You know, people who buy guns illegally to use in crimes, they have a word to describe these people, I believe. They're called criminals. And they're criminals because they ignore the law, like gun control laws. Wow. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side as we cruise on here on Monday on WORD.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 23 before 5, Monday edition, Bobby Mac Show. Yeah, well, this is good. I'm glad we finally, at this late date, going on 2 years after her tragic loss in the Electoral College, now we have an explanation, finally, from Hillary as to why she lost to Donald Trump. See, all this time, here I have been thinking that it was James Comey at the 11th hour reopening his FBI investigation. That is what destroyed the momentum for Hillary's campaign. Then I thought, no, it wasn't Comey and the FBI. It was that evil, racist, sexist Donald Trump who was bound and determined. He was going to keep Hillary from crashing through that glass ceiling by colluding with the Russians to deny her rightful prize of the White House. It was her turn, after all. She paid her dues. She cleaned up after Bill for decades, then had to take a back seat to two terms of Barack Hussein Obama. But as it turns out now, as we learned yesterday, it was Wisconsin voters being turned away from the polls over their skin color. That is what robbed Hillary of the presidency. She's got a new excuse every time she turns around. How about the fact that she ran a crummy campaign? How about the fact that she's a proven liar on multiple occasions and was a lousy candidate? How about the fact that her personal popularity as a candidate is even lower than the approval ratings for Congress, which is saying something? But Hillary's always got a rationale, and it's never her fault. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Boy, that is such a fun sentence to say. Let me say that again. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton suggested yesterday that voter suppression in Wisconsin contributed to her 2016 election defeat, claiming voters were turned away from the polls due to their skin color. I was the first person who ran for president without the protection of the Voting Rights Act. Clinton began in her remarks to parishioners commemorating the 54th anniversary of Bloody Sunday at Brown Chapel AME Church in Selma, Alabama. But she doesn't feel in any ways tarred. Yeah, her phony southern accent resurfaced. I'll tell you, it makes a really big difference, and she went on from there. The best studies that have been done said somewhere between 40 and 80,000 people were turned away from the polls in Wisconsin because of the color of their skin, because of their age, because of whatever excuse could be made up to stop a fellow American citizen from voting. Now, here's the backstory on this. In 2011, in Wisconsin, they passed voter ID legislation following a lengthy legal fight. The Supreme Court ruled the law was constitutional, allowing it to take effect in 2015. Republicans believe the photo ID is necessary in order to be able to combat election fraud. Democrats claim the mandate is simply a way to suppress the votes of minorities. How this would be doing that escapes me, but that's what these dummies believe. Acceptable IDs in Wisconsin. Driver's license, state ID cards, which can be obtained for free through the State Department of Transportation, proof that the voter has applied for a free state ID, U.S. military ID, U.S. passports, and photo IDs issued by a Wisconsin university or a technical college, accompanied by proof of enrollment, according to their state elections commission. Hillary, in another shot at Republicans' focus on voter ID laws, said later, there is another side in America, and they never give up. They're never discouraged. They're motivated every single day to try to pull back rights, to try to suppress rights, to try to prevent people from fulfilling their own God-given potential. Maybe the big story here is Hillary endorsing the fact that people are given God-given potential. She then went on to slam a 2013 Supreme Court ruling, Shelby County versus Holder, which said a key tenet of the Voting Rights Act was unconstitutional. President Trump won the Electoral College 304 votes to 227 for felonious Von Pantsuit. Victory in Wisconsin only gave him 10 electoral votes. So if this voter fraud, this voter suppression she's claiming happened in Wisconsin, actually, as she contends, denied her the presidency, she would have only lost with 237 electoral votes instead of 227. Maybe she actually had paid some attention to running a decent campaign. She might have had more of a chance. Truly incredible. It's one excuse after another. First it was Comey and the FBI, then it was Trump and collusion, now it's voter suppression. She just, you know, she comes up with the excuse du jour of why she lost. She is one horrible human being. In on the text line, Bobby, outlawing abortion caused women to get illegal abortions. In other words, they got them anyway. Outlawing guns, however, will protect us from gun violence. Well, exactly right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, because we know that if we pass stricter gun control laws, criminals will certainly abide by them. Bobby, to your confused texter from earlier, no state can or does require anyone to have a license to own a firearm, nor is there a requirement to register a firearm in any state, as many movies and TV shows would have us believe. Another texter just said leftist logic. Yeah, that's as good a categorization as any. When we come back on the other side, there was an interesting editorial today at the New York Post that has to do with AOC and the that ilk, you know, whether it's Spartacus, Cory Booker, whether it's Kamala Harris, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. What a name for that guy. He's now announced he's running for president, too. And, yeah, he's signing on to the Green New Deal. Why not? It only has a $95 trillion price tag attached. And every time Harris or AOC is at, well, how are we supposed to pay for this? Well, we shouldn't be concerned with how we should pay for it. We should be concerned with implementing all of the things that are in it and the effects it'll have on the planet. It'll be wonderful. And I don't know, we'll pay for it by, let's see, well, that's not important. Quarter before five, be right back. Welcome back. 10 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. You're right. I left one of the excuses of why Hillary lost out. Bobby, don't forget, husbands would not let their wives vote for Hillary.
No!
Yeah, that's likely. In what universe did that happen? Bobby, I truly believe the liberals justify their $90-plus trillion cost for the Green New Deal by saying that our $20-plus trillion deficit will get there eventually anyway. Why not get a head start on their ridiculous utopia? Bobby met Hillary once. Despicable person. You have my sympathy. Bob Henry says, hey, Dems, want more minority voters? Quit murdering black babies. That would be abortion. Yeah, thank you, Bob. Now I finally know why Hillary lost. Nothing else makes sense for such a qualified candidate. Laugh out loud. Gotcha. I mentioned this editorial today at the New York Post. Anybody who isn't a socialist at 20 has no heart, but anyone who isn't a conservative by 40 has no brain. That old epigram, actually that was a saying of Winston Churchill, is certainly playing out in today's Democrat Party. Millennials, ignorant of socialism's appalling economic and human rights history, increasingly embrace socialism and its naively unrealistic prescriptions for ending all human want. Yet, so are a growing number of veteran Democratic politicians who should know better, but are clearly terrified by the growing star power of the likes of Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And never mind House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's warning that this is not a bumper sticker war. Gallup reports 57% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism. But do they even have any idea what they're talking about? The same poll shows respondents supporting small business and free enterprise and rejecting the idea that government is doing too little. And today's Democrat socialists don't seem to embrace the classic definition of socialism as government control of the means of production, which has traditionally meant nationalizing whole industries. These socialists insist they don't support repressive states like the Soviet Union or North Korea, but Sanders and the rest refuse to say a critical word about Venezuela, which is on the brink of social and economic collapse due to socialism. Instead, they point to Scandinavian-style socialism in nations like Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden as true socialism. One problem? Those countries aren't socialist. As the Danish Prime Minister has said, Denmark is far from a socialist planned economy. Denmark is a market economy. These so-called socialist states have no mandated minimum wage or guaranteed jobs. Taxes are higher than U.S. rates, but largely by making the middle and working classes pay big vigorish, the value-added tax, which hits consumption, not income or wealth. True socialism, in fact, is reflected in Venezuela, Cuba, and the old Soviet Union. All are or were economic disasters and brutally repressive states. Young people might be forgiven their ignorance. Their elders should be leading, not merely parroting them in fear. I still like my definition of a socialist. That is a communist who lacks motivation. To the phones we go. Brother Fred joins us this afternoon. I bet he's excited. Hi, Brother Fred.
Praise God, Bobby. Thanks a million for taking my phone call. I am really excited.
Well, my pleasure, Brother Fred. What has excited you today, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, the situation in the world. I was born July the 29th, 1929.
Wow.
October came and the Great Depression.
Yes.
But praise God, women and men got together and they put the shoulder to the working machine, and WPA, Workers' Project of America.
Right.
I remember my daddy when it was 5 below 0 and 570 or 600 men digging a septic line 25 miles.
Man.
In Alliance, Ohio. I remember my daddy with my little red wagon. He would get paid, and they would give him money, American currency, and then we would go down to the big, big place in Alliance, Ohio, with my little red wagon, and we would buy groceries.
Yeah, store bought.
What happened was the people had a good outlook. And you know what? I'm not a historian, and I'm not the smartest man ever lived. But do you know, every time we go through a big, big problem, we have problem solvers. And I know we just got millions of problem solvers in the United States, praise God. And with people like you that's distributing the true situation in America today, we're going to go back to the good old days.
Well, amen to that, Brother Fred. I've got to run because I'm up against the news here at the top of the hour, but always great to hear from you, Brother Fred. Appreciate it. God bless you. Take a break for the news. Annie's ready to go with that, and then I'm back with hour number three, the 5 o'clock Follies, on the way next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.